here. So it is our just duty to give him the acknowledgement. Amen. And I've learned to just go with the flow. Either I get to do it or I don't get to do it. Let the Lord have his way. Today, quickly, I'd like to turn to the word of the Lord, 1 Peter. We're going to find ourselves at chapter 5, verse 10. And if you flip there, as you're flipping there, we had such a great service over at Cornerstone today, a great Sunday school lesson. And at the end, Pastor was just talking about how sometimes he looks in the fridge and there's nothing there that he wants to eat. And sometimes he looks in the pantry, there's nothing there. And he said, there's Beanie Weenies and there's, of course, there's Beanie Weenies and there's Vienna sausages. And I turned to Brother Dwayne, I said, as the only man I know that has a Beanie Weenie aisle in his house. If you know him for any length of time, you know he loves the Beanie Weenie aisle. Anyways, moving to the word of the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, it says, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Verse 11, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer right now. Lord, come into this place today. We ask that you begin to move in this place so strongly, God, so with so much authority that people cannot deny that you have been in this place, God. I pray that your will is done today, God. We come into your house with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. We give you all the honor, and honor is yours. In Jesus' name, the church said amen. God bless you. You may be seated. For just a quick moment, I want to talk about restoration. For if you have served the Lord for any length of time, or if you are friends with anyone that has served the Lord for any length of time, you should have the understanding that the God that we serve is the God of restoration. But if you have lived in this world for any length of time, as we all have, you understand this world is a world of destruction. So if you begin to weigh out your options as to which way you want to go, if you're at the point in your life where you're at the crossroads of life and you're trying to decide which way to go, there's only two ways. Either you're going towards the God of restoration or you're going towards a world of destruction. Amen. There's no in between. There's no straddling the fence. You can't have one or the other, or you can't have both. It has to be one or the other. Amen. There was a show, and it was a movie, actually, and it was telling this woman that it was an older woman. She was hot in her faith. She was hot in her
faith. Have the Christ, leave your past behind, and I am.
Hour when tears are streaming down your face, mm-hmm. and you just begin to say, Jesus, I'm glad you're here. Amen. I'm glad he is the I am. We're going to take our prayer requests at this time, and we want to remember, as we said, Sister Sue. Let's remember Sister Sue in prayer and ask the Lord to move in a mighty way. This is the first of the month, and we have let you know that we clear the prayer request at the first of the month. So after today, the prayer requests will be cleared. We will put them in a prayer box. The names, I'll print them out, put them in a prayer box. We'll continue to pray for them, but we'll have some new names to put on there. And we just want to remember them. If we take one off that you know needs to be back on there, you can go ahead and put it back on. And we do want to make mention Brother David Justice, who is not here today. He had a truck wreck, and it messed up some things in his back and broke three ribs. So he's in a lot of pain. So let's remember David Justice in prayer. Alyssa Thompson, Sister Sue Norman, as we said, Sister Debbie, let's continue to pray for Sister Debbie. Barbara Mullins, Margaret Dehart, Sarah Sawyers, and Philip Reif and Doug Brewer. Let's remember all of these because, you know, sometimes we just deal with things at church. We hear their names and we say, okay, they're having pain or they're having sickness, but they deal with it 24/7. Yeah. So let's remember them in prayer. If you have a prayer request you'd like to make known by the raising of your hand, the Lord sees that. He knows what that represents. Can we raise our other hand and just begin to talk to Jesus? Jesus, we come before your presence. We thank you for this opportunity that you have blessed us, Lord, with health, that we're able to be here. We know, Lord, that each and every one of us today has something wrong in our bodies, or something that has troubled us through the week, something that has come against us and hindered us in some way. But Lord, we know that you are the I Am, and you are the one that can speak a word of healing, and healing can take place. Lord, I pray that you would move in a mighty way for all of those on the prayer list, all of those names, all of those circumstances. Lord, in the nursing home, hospitals, at home, wherever they may be right now, that need a touch from your power and presence. Show your power in the sanctuary. Show your power in the public. Show your power on our jobs. And Lord, we're going to give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord another mighty hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you for the healing. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the healing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. You're so good to us. Oh, we magnify your name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Already you're not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, he's coming again. Will your lamps be trimmed and burning? Ready or not, he's coming again. Will the world says he's not coming? They all live like there's no end. But it don't matter what the world says. Ready or not, he's coming again. Ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, he's coming again. Will your lamp be trimmed and burning? Ready or not, he's coming again. Will the bridegroom find you waiting? Will your light be shining for him? When that call comes, go out to meet him. Ready or not, he's coming again. Oh, ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, he's coming again. Will your lamp be trimmed and burning? Ready or not, he's coming again. Oh, two in the bed, and one will be taken. Two in the field, and one will be left. The sun will be dark, and the stars will be falling. Ready or not, he's coming again. Oh, ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, he's coming again. Will your lamp
trimmed and burning. Ready or not, he's coming again.
They're going to run to the rocks and the mountains. They're going to cry, oh, fall on me. But they can't hide from his great judgment.
Ready or not, he's coming again. Ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, he's coming again. Will your lamps be trimmed and burning? Ready or not, he's coming again. Ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, he's coming again. Will your lamps be trimmed and burning? Ready or not, he's coming again.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, ready or not, the Lord is coming. I want to be ready, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. We're going to ask our ushers to come. We're going to take up today's offering. Give us the Lord blesses you, because I know that it's an economic hardship in our world today. But I found one thing out is if I keep giving unto the work of the Lord, I'll never have to worry about having beanie weenies in the cupboard.
That's right.
I'll never have to worry about standing on the street begging for something to eat, because I believe it was David said that he was young, and now he was old, and he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging
That's
bread.
Right.
And you know what? I've been young. Oh, I used to be like Brother Eli, and I used to be like Brother Jordan. I used to be like Brother Caleb. I was young once. Oh, yeah, but you're going to turn around, you're going to be 65, and you're going to be wondering what happened. So I've been young, and now I'm old. But you know what? I can say I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen, amen. Brother Jordan, would you pray over the offering? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet and shout, praise Him for your victory. The weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way our battle is won. This is the way we fight. Praise Him for your victory. And I just can't stop,
can't stop praising His name. I just can't stop praising His name. I just can't stop praising His name, Jesus.
And I just can't stop,
I can't stop praising His name. I just can't stop praising His name. I just can't stop praising His name, Jesus.
So lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet and shout, praise Him for your victory. The weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way our battle is won. This is the way we fight. Praise Him for your victory. And I just can't stop,
I can't stop praising His name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name, Jesus. And I just can't stop.
I can't stop
praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name, Jesus.
And every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess, that Jesus Christ is Lord forever. And every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess, that Jesus Christ is Lord forever. And I just can't stop,
I can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name, Jesus.
And I just can't stop,
I can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name, Jesus.
So lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet and shout, praise him for your victory. The weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way a battle is won. This is the way we fight. Praise him for your victory. And I just can't stop,
I can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name, Jesus.
And I just can't stop,
I can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Dwayne, can you pull one out of your
repertoire of songs today?
Yep, I don't know what word, but I'll try.
Actually, have one on my mind. Cornerstone earlier.
Right.
I don't know if I got the words to it, but I probably don't need them. Yeah, so much to thank you for. Y'all sang this. I know our church, y'all know it. Everybody knows it. I know
yes.
Sister McKinney does. She's probably finding the words right now. It's been a while, but you know, we do have a lot to be thankful for.
Yes, we do.
If all God ever does is wake us up.
Mic in my hand, I wasn't even using it. Thank you, sister. God bless you. If all he does is wake us up in the morning, we got something to be thankful for. But you know what? He done more than that. He went to the cross for me. Amen. He shed blood so I could have a life. Amen. And more abundantly. Amen. He's blessed my family. Thankful to see my daughters, my son in church. Amen. I just claim you, bub. You may not claim me, but you're my son. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm thankful that he's extended my family. Amen. You see, I don't want to take that for granted. Brother McKinney, I remember where my girls was. Amen. I remember that they wasn't given too much hope. Pound and 10 ounces, 2 pounds and 14 ounces. But I'm thankful you see them here today. Amen. And they're lifting their hands before God. I want to be like the leper, the one out of the 10 that turns and thanks him. Don't you? I don't want to go on about my life and forget what he's done for me. I've got a lot to be thankful for today. You all sing this with us.
When I look around and see all the good things my Jesus does for me, I know I'm unworthy of them all. For his blessings he so freely gives, I owe this very life to him. I've got so much to thank Him for. Can y'all lift your hands and thank Him today? Hallelujah. 'Cause I've got so much to thank Him for. So much I've got to praise Him for. Oh, you see, my Lord has been so good to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when I think of what He's done and where my Jesus brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. I love this second verse so much. Oh, sometimes while on this way, I've got to stop, hallelujah, and stop to say, oh, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Hallelujah. And one day I'll reach heaven sure. Lord, please let me kneel once more. I've got so much to thank Him for. Oh, will you sing it to the Lord, church? And I've got so much to thank Him for. So much to praise Him for. Oh, you see, my Lord, He's been so good to me. Thank you, Jesus. What He's done, and to swear, hallelujah, my Jesus brought me from. I've got so much to thank Him for. And sometimes while on this way, I need, and I stop to say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Thank you, Jesus. And one day I'll reach heaven sure. Lord, please let me kneel once more. 'Cause I've got so much to thank Him for. Yes, I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for. Oh, you see, my Lord, He's been so good to me. When I think of what He's done and where my Jesus brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. How many can say you've got a lot to be thankful for today?
Tried to start thanking Him now, I'd be now to eternity before I could ever get close to thanking Him. But I don't believe really we understand the magnitude of the blessings He's bestowed upon us. And once you just start getting these little glimpses of how good God's been to us. You know, sometimes you get a little glimpse of something. You say, wow, that was good, or that was something. And you see that the Lord gives you a little glimpse, that little glimpse of heaven, a little glimpse of another blessing, a little glimpse of doing something for you. And all of a sudden you begin to just say, you know what? He's been so good. And people say, He's been better to me than anybody else. Well, that's a personal statement, not a truthful statement, because we don't know
how good he's been to you. You don't know how good he's been to me, but I do know he's been good. Somebody say he's been good. Amen. He's been good. He has been good, and I want to turn in the word of the Lord, because I think that on this day of freedom, there's just some things that I want to talk about today. We, of course, know that the 4th of July has a historical connection with our country, but I want us to hold on to something that I think is not going to just be a history, because I didn't come to give you a history lesson. Somebody say, praise God. I didn't come to give you a history lesson, but I did come to give you a little insight into why sometimes when we come to the house of the Lord, we feel sometimes that we're kind of bound and we're kind of, overwhelmed, when really that's just a trick of the devil. Everybody say, the devil's a liar. And he's the father of it, right? He's the father of it. So I want us to remember that, because the devil just wants us to think that we are bound. We are tied up. We can't have church. We can't praise the Lord. We can't get our healing. Who am I that is worthy? Amen. You may be seated. Sometimes it is on this date that people start talking about how our country was set free. Set free from what? The British rule, the British control, and people began to want liberty, to worship the God that they wanted to worship in the church they wanted to worship in. And we find that in this historical document, we find that the Declaration of Independence is something that has stood the test of times. It is something that's being attacked on our day. It is something that's being attacked to question its validity, its ability to keep a country going after over 200 years. But we find that if we're not careful, we will look at it as just a document, an old document that was written so long ago, put on a shelf, put behind a frame, and something we talk about once a year on 4th of July. I'm fearful that today is going to be a day that if we're not careful, our view of tomorrow is going to be that the Word of God is nothing more than a document, an old document that is sometimes put on our coffee table or put on our shelf, or sometimes it's just something that people just put under their arms to make it appear that you're a little bit religious, and you go to church and then you go home and you put it on the coffee table and you just begin to let it sit there. It becomes a document rather than life. It becomes a document more than being life. I want you to know, in my lowest of times, I want some freedom to know that when it looks like I'm down to my last dollar, that there's going to be another dollar show up. Somebody help me preach that knows what I'm talking about. When you get down to your last payment and you don't know if you're going to be able to pay your house payment or your car payment, that somebody says, wait a minute, have not I been set free? I believe God's going to make a provision. I believe God's going to provide. Some of us just need to say, Lord, I know you're going to provide all the things that I need, not just the small things that I can explain off with maybe something else, but I want him to move in the complex things that just looks and says, and who but God can do such things as these? Oh, tell me, who but God can do such things as these? I believe that that's the God that we're serving, and I believe that's the faith we got to have. Somebody give a praise unto our God. Oh, who God, who God. Amen, amen. So, I want the benefit of knowing his word. I believe that we can sit and worship and not have the benefit of freedom. We can sit and sing and not have the benefit of freedom. We can actually play instruments and not be free. You may have liberty. I said this morning, and I want to say it this evening, that freedom is not always the liberty to do something, but freedom is the liberty from something. You see, I don't have to do something to know that they had received. We find that Paul was in shackles, but he was free. We find that Paul and Silas is in jail, but they're still free. We find that there's many instances we read in the Bible where the disciples found themselves in a predicament, not because they weren't living right, not because they wasn't following Jesus, but because man always wants to try to stop what God is doing. Desire a better country, that is a heavenly, where God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Let's not neglect to remember the freedom that we have been given. I'm not a citizen of this country. I know that I am a U.S. citizen. I'm not an illegal alien or anything like that, but I'm a citizen of a higher country. I'm a citizen of another country. That's why this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. That's why I look at you today and say, hang in there, hang on, because there's nothing in your past going to hold you back. You're going to march on with Jesus. You're going to go on with Jesus. You got the freedom and the liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So the Spirit of the Lord's here. There's liberty. Let's not neglect to remember the freedom. I want to close with this. Jesus has given us freedom from the bondage of sin and destruction. Do we know the magnitude? Do we really know the magnitude of what we've been set free from? Sin is never satisfied. Sin not only destroys your mind, it destroys your heart. You might start out with a little compromise in your life, and you might start out with just a little bit of letting down of what you used to do. But soon you're going to even get to the place where you admit there is no God. That's where sin takes you. Sin's not satisfied just making your life miserable. Sin's not satisfied with you just feeling a little uncomfortable on a Sunday. But I want to tell you what sin wants. Sin is out to destroy. The thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. He's not going to be satisfied until you give up. But you know what? I've got liberty. Look at somebody and say, I got liberty. I got liberty. I'm not giving up. I'm not letting go. I'm not about to throw in the towel. The devil says, you might as well. And I say, I might as well not. The devil says, go ahead. And I say, I ain't going ahead. The devil says, well, you might as well just call it a day. I'm going to say, no, I'm going to call it everything that Jesus wants me to call it. And it is liberty and freedom. I'm walking out of this situation, daylight or dark, in the midst of my night or in the midst of my day. I'm going to always hold on to the freedom of Jesus. So in closing, remember the freedoms of this country and how they were achieved and how they were maintained. I want you to, most of all, remember the freedom from sin. Remember, freedom is not always the liberty to do something. It's the liberty from something. So I have liberty from sin. Amen. Freedom. I've obtained it. When I began to serve Jesus, I have been set free. I read his word daily. I'm set free. If you get tied up, tangled up in the world, what you need to do, you need to get the book out and you need to open it back up. And you need to say, I just need to read it one more time. Remind me. where I need to go to, Lord. Remind me how I need to live. Remind me that everything that I'm going through is just a temporary thing. It's just a season, if you will. It's just something I'm going through for the moment. It's not a permanent thing, because you've got something permanent waiting on us. And I believe that if we can see that, and if we can read that and be reminded of that, then we're not going to give up in the midst of the battle. We're not going to give up when we feel overwhelmed. In fact, we're going to say the favor of God is upon us. Let's say that together. The favor of God is upon us. I believe that today. We were bought with the price. Amen. I know that we had several, you know, people that's been in military. Our deacon at Phelps is one of them. He's a hero. He's a hero. He actually was in the midst of a firefight and bullets whizzing over.